Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Clear Thinking by Hazard Lee brings lessons from high-performance aviation into everyday decision-making. Drawing on the mindset required of a stealth fighter pilot, the book frames clear thinking as a trainable skill rather than a personality trait. It focuses on how people can make better choices when information is incomplete, emotions are high, and time is limited. Lee translates cockpit realities such as uncertainty, risk, and rapid feedback into practical rules that apply to leadership, business, parenting, and personal goals. Instead of relying on abstract theory, the narrative emphasizes mental discipline, preparation, and simple, repeatable frameworks that reduce mistakes under pressure. The central promise is not perfect logic, but fewer avoidable errors and more consistent execution. Readers can expect guidance on handling fear, avoiding ego traps, and creating decision processes that work even on a bad day. The result is a pragmatic book about thinking clearly when it matters most. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, decision-making under pressure with simple rules. A core theme is that tough decisions are rarely solved by finding the perfect answer. They are solved by using dependable rules that keep you from freezing or overcomplicating. From an aviation lens, pressure compresses time and attention, so a good decision process must be fast, repeatable, and resilient to stress. The book highlights the value of pre-deciding how you will respond to predictable situations, then using that plan when adrenaline and uncertainty spike. This approach reduces cognitive load and prevents the mind from chasing every new detail. Another emphasis is separating what you can control from what you cannot, then acting decisively on controllables. In practical life, that might mean clarifying the goal, defining the minimum information needed, setting a decision deadline, and committing to action while accepting that some ambiguity remains. The book also points to the importance of clear criteria, because criteria stop you from making choices based on mood. When you build a few simple decision rules and practice them, you gain speed without sacrificing judgment, especially in moments when hesitation is the real enemy. Secondly, situational awareness and mental models that prevent blind spots. Clear thinking depends on seeing the situation as it is, not as you wish it were. The book connects this idea to situational awareness, a discipline of continuously updating your understanding as conditions change. In aviation, small misreads can cascade quickly, so pilots use mental models to organize information, notice anomalies, and avoid tunnel vision. The same principle applies to work and relationships. People miss key signals when they fixate on one metric, one opinion, or one fear. Lee underscores the habit of stepping back to ask what is actually happening, what matters most right now, and what might be missing. This includes checking assumptions, recognizing that your first interpretation may be incomplete, and seeking disconfirming information rather than only supportive evidence. The value of mental models is that they provide structure when facts are messy. They also encourage prioritization, helping you distinguish noise from signal. Readers are guided toward building a personal toolkit of models for risk, trade-offs, and second-order effects, so they can anticipate consequences and avoid decisions that feel good in the moment but fail later. Thirdly, managing emotion, ego, and fear. To think clearly, the book treats emotion not as an enemy, but as a force that must be acknowledged and managed. Under pressure, fear can sharpen focus or distort it, and ego can push people toward reckless confidence or stubbornness. Lee emphasizes that clear thinking requires recognizing these internal pressures early, before they hijack judgment. In the cockpit, composure is a performance skill supported by training, breathing, routines, and self-talk. In daily life, similar methods help you slow down just enough to choose wisely. The book highlights how ego can make people defend a bad decision to protect identity, status, or pride. One antidote is adopting a mindset of learning over proving. Another is building feedback habits that make it normal to admit error and adjust quickly. The discussion also points to the danger of emotional reasoning, where feelings become evidence. Instead, the reader is encouraged to name the emotion, identify its trigger, and decide what action aligns with long-term goals. By practicing emotional regulation and humility, you reduce impulsive mistakes, communicate more clearly, and make decisions that hold up after the moment passes. Fourthly, preparation and training as the foundation of good choices. A stealth fighter pilot does not rely on inspiration at critical moments. The book argues that the quality of your decisions in high-stakes situations is largely determined before the situation begins. Preparation includes studying likely scenarios, rehearsing responses, and building strong fundamentals so that execution becomes automatic. Lee frames this as a universal advantage. If you prepare better than others, you can stay calm and act when they are overwhelmed. For professionals, this might mean building checklists, practicing difficult conversations, or running pre-mortems to surface hidden risks. for personal decisions, it can mean clarifying values, setting boundaries, and creating systems that support consistent behavior. The book also emphasizes that training should include failure analysis. Mistakes are treated as data, and improvement comes from reviewing what happened, why it happened, and what to change. Another component is physical and mental readiness, since fatigue, stress, and distraction degrade judgment. The overall message is that clear thinking is less about being naturally smart and more about building habits and systems that make good decisions easier and bad decisions harder, even when life is chaotic. Lastly, leadership, teamwork, and communication. When the stakes are high, clear thinking becomes even more important when decisions affect others. The book draws on aviation culture to explore how leaders create clarity, align a team, and avoid catastrophic misunderstandings. One focus is communication that is direct, specific, and timely. In high-risk environments, vague language and unspoken assumptions lead to errors, so teams rely on shared expectations, confirmation, and a common operating picture. Lee extends this to workplace leadership by emphasizing the leader's role in defining the mission, setting priorities, and creating psychological safety for honest input. Good leaders invite critical feedback because it reveals blind spots before they become failures. The book also highlights that teamwork improves decision quality when roles and responsibilities are clear. Another theme is trust built through competence and consistency, not charisma. Leaders who remain calm, admit uncertainty, and choose action grounded in principles help teams perform under stress. Readers can apply these ideas by improving meeting discipline, establishing decision rights, and encouraging a culture where people raise concerns early. The result is a leadership style that reduces drama, increases accountability, and helps groups navigate hard choices with less friction. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want practical decision tools, especially professionals facing pressure, ambiguity, or responsibility for others. Leaders, entrepreneurs, managers, first responders, athletes, and anyone navigating big career or family choices can benefit from its emphasis on repeatable rules and mental discipline. The value is not just better outcomes, but a calmer process. By learning to separate controllables from noise, manage emotion and ego, and rely on preparation rather than improvisation, readers can reduce regret-driven decisions and build confidence that comes from competence. The book can improve everyday life by strengthening communication, sharpening priorities, and making follow-through more reliable, which helps in relationships, work, health goals, and financial planning. Compared with many decision-making books that lean heavily on academic theory or abstract bias lists, this one stands out for its high-stakes performance perspective and its focus on training, habits, and execution. It offers a clear bridge from elite aviation lessons to ordinary choices, making it worth buying for readers who want actionable frameworks rather than inspiration alone. If you would like to support Hazard Lee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.